B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Ben! Ben! What a game! Ben Simmons! 34 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. Ben Simmons, 5 steals. Andrew, play the song!
Up by 7, betting down the lane, and Simmons scores it again. Simmons over Joe Harris, and with slumped shoulders and upturned palms, Harris turning to the bench and to Jared Allen like, what? Who's helping out? Simmons has got 34.
What a game yesterday in Brooklyn. From Ben Simmons. You got to forgive me today, because all this talk about Simmons over the last couple weeks, and really over the last couple years, trading for this guy, trading for that guy, and on a cold January day, there is Ben Simmons showing you why people like me love him. All right, showing you like a glimpse of what he's in, that's what is inside him. We have these calls, man, and what do you like about him? I mean, what do I like about him? I don't know. Like, I look at the Mona Lisa, I go, that's a beautiful painting, right? Like, that's what I like about him. I think some of the stuff is obvious. But you guys got to forgive me today, because I need a day to feel a tiny bit of validation. All right? Just an ounce of validation from all the hate that was shoveled on Ben Simmons. I don't know what it is about us. Like, we're an intelligent fan base. We are. Now, we're emotional, and sometimes the emotion skews. But we're an intelligent sports fan. Like, we know the games, whether it be football or basketball or baseball or hockey. We know the games. Like, we understand the games. Never once do I question, even if you are a hypercritic of Ben Simmons, I don't question that you don't know what you're talking about. I just question that you want it overnight. And I just question that you are, I don't want to say not patient, but that you can't just sit back and let the thing evolve. That at some point, he'll evolve into a dominating player. Look, I know it's against Brooklyn. I know that they didn't have DeAndre Jordan. Forget about the flat earther. It didn't matter if Kyrie played, because he don't play any defense anyway. But it's the idea that it's inside him, that these games are inside him. You know, about a month ago, he did it against Cleveland on a Saturday night at the Wells Fargo Center. He hit the three that night. People go, you know, the second three of the season. But he had, more importantly, he had 34. And he was a dominant force. And again, he showed you yesterday that he can be a dominant force. Like, he still had 12 assists yesterday. Forget about the elite defense I talk about that we don't recognize. And I've said it over and over again to the point of that I'm going to bash my head against a concrete wall that I understand that he doesn't shoot. Like, I get it. And I get the not shooting from the outside. I understand that that prevents him from being the top three players in the league. But again, he's 23 years old. And what you see so few players on the floor can do. That's why I get frustrated with all the talk, all the trade rumors. D'Angelo Russell, Zach LaVine, all these guys, like, you want to trade him for guys who put Drew Holiday. See, look what how he impacts the game. From just so many factors, he impacts the game compared to Drew Holiday. All you guys do is read a box score. And that's what frustrates me. And that's why we have these arguments. And I think we're somehow hypercritical of superstars. Anybody that either doesn't play defense on the Eagles or Chase Utley, we find fault with. We find flaws. If the guy plays defense on the Eagles and is a great player, we love him. And, you know, we should love Brian Dawkins. But that's in our DNA. And Chase Utley. But God forbid Ryan Howard. You know, we find flaws and flaws. Enjoy what's in front of you. Enjoy the grace and the beauty that is his game. I grant you that he needs to do certain things. And I'm with you that it was just a regular season game. But for a moment, it portends to something bigger. He went to the line 14 times. And he hit 10 free throws. So shooting 10 for 14 from the line, you can't say anything. You can, well, I didn't shoot for the outside. That's a Giannis type of game. That's what that is. And today is it. You got to either choose. You're in or you're out. Today, you're either in with Simmons or you're out. And for the life of me, I don't even understand what people don't like about him. I heard a caller say, well, he's even more likable. Well, what didn't you like about him? He's just a quiet dude. He's not an obnoxious guy. He acted in the years he's been here. He acted bratty the one time. And he was bratty. After when he got the criticism against Brooklyn. He was bratty that day. Other than that, the dude does what the coach wants, except shoot the ball. The dude acts like he works hard. He's never hurt. He's always playing all the time. You can always count on him to play. He's there every night. 42 minutes yesterday. And he's got a never-ending motor. You never see him pant. He just goes and goes and goes. So forgive me if today I seek a little validation and I want a little praise heaped on Ben Simmons. Good morning, Shunis.
Hello, Ant. Today was a good day. Yesterday was a good day.
It was
today
a good day.
Today will continue to be a good day.
It was a good day. It was. It was a great performance. It was a great performance by him.
The hate that he gets is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Like, I have nothing else to say, really. Like, I have nothing. I have no more to say. It's if you continue. And I know we already got Nick in Collegeville on, who you and I, you and the two of you go after each other once in a while about Ben Simmons. He'll call me on the weekend. We talk about Ben Simmons.
I try not to even go there with him.
But it always comes up, right? Like, Jeff from Camden is probably going to call up today and yes. still find a way yeah. to complain about his game from yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't shoot it.
And I go, really? I mean, listen, if he's scoring 34 points, I don't need a jump shot. Now, I know we don't see 34 points on a given night, but at least 20 points in his last five games?
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's increased his scoring because he's had to
yes.
with him beat out. That's the point. It's just the game isn't all about scoring. It's not all about points. It's helping others.
He was all over the court.
Facilitating
the fourth quarter yesterday. He was incredible.
To score. It's about defending others from scoring. You know, that's why today, I'm sorry. You got to choose today. You either ride or you're out.
Ben fan or Ben hater?
And listen, doesn't mean you're not a Sixer fan if you're not in. It's fine. Doesn't mean that. You can still call up and you can criticize and whatever. And you're still a Sixer fan. Makes you a miserable Sixer. No.
But kind of does.
You're still a Sixer fan. But you got to choose today. You got to be in or out today. You're either in and you see that I waited specifically for a game like this to give you. Because at least now you saw something with your eyes. And even though you didn't see a jump shot, you saw him go to the line 14 times and make 10 of them. All right? That's the parameters. And also, tonight, must-see TV, Flyers and Penguins.
I can't wait.
And we will discuss Flyers today. And the Chunis said something I agree with. But you said something, we were talking about it, and you said the Flyers are back! Exclamation mark.
Yep.
And the question off of that is, are they? So we got a lot to get to. It is Cuz Radio with the fabulous Chunis. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Let's talk a little bit about Parks, right? It's no secret I'm Philly proud. I was raised there and proud to be the 4-for-4 creator. Parks Casino and Sportsbook is my choice. The 4-for-4 sportsbook, the sportsbook for all the 4-for-4s. I love the home teams, and I choose the home team at Parks Casino for all the action. They're right in Bucks County, the only sportsbook run by the number one ranked casino in all of PA. Oh, here it is. Big games here. Chiefs 1.5-point favorite over the Niners. They got all the lines, the props, the ball, they have everything in game. Plus, we got all the hoops, and we got a little Flyers hockey. That's right. MMA, soccer. It's the hometown casino, Parks Casino and Sportsbook, right in Bucks County. That's right. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now. If you're on Android, you go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my code, promo code QB500. Like quarterback, QB500. Get a risk-free bet to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as a bet. And site credit, use the cards 444 promo code QB500. Get your first risk-free bet to $500. My sportsbook of choice, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Got to be 21. Gambling prompt, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Ben Simmons was ridiculously dominant tonight. He played some four. I played him at five. He had the ball. He was just multi-skilled, used all over the place in multiple positions, ball handler, screen setter, post target. You know, he's on the five-man defensively. He just, he was incredible tonight.
Yes, Brett, he was. He was the weapon that we all wanted, right? That we all thought when the process was in the full throttle and he was a prize of the process, that's what everybody envisioned, him being that ultimate weapon. And we always talk about positionless basketball where he could be the ultimate weapon all over the floor. And he was that yesterday. He had the ball in his hands. He's too quick for certain, you know, for fours and fives to guard him. He talked about that yesterday. He said, look, I'm a guard. I just happen to be in this 6'10 dominant frame. But he goes, I'm a guard, so I have the quickness of a guard down low. And, you know, he's getting better and better in the post. Yeah, he struggled, you know, as a post player, setting up, positioning. And you can see, you know, how much more comfortable he's getting. And all that comes to play, attacking the rim. Like, he missed two free throws early. If you remember yesterday, he missed two free throws early, and yet he was undeterred. And that's a great sign. All right, let's get to the phones. Ramon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ramon!
Yo, what's up, cuz? Poke your chest out, man.
Yeah, baby!
Poke your chest out, boy. That's what I'm talking about, man. Listen, I told you before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm not trading Ben. He's frustrating, but this is what he does. It makes up, I'm not going to say it makes up for the jumper, but in all those idiotic trades, and come on, Philly, we brighter than that. All these quick fix. I want a woman that cooks me a meal that takes 2-3 hours. I don't want no microwave thing. I got more substance in it, man. I know you put something in it. These quick trades, the jumper, D'Angelo, all these dudes, they give you one, cuz we need to repeat this. They give you one thing. We have a guard.
Who's multi-dimensional.
Multi-dimensional and can affect the game any way, anyway. All that, Tim Legg said it best. Philly, you have to realize who and what you have. Cherish what you have and what he does do. And all these other people that are saying it, I hear the Van Gundy say the same thing. We have to understand and appreciate what he does. A jumper comes and goes. We're going to judge him in the playoffs on jumpers and scoring. It's going to come up. But what he does and who he shuts down periodically, not every now and then. We got a cat that plays over 38 minutes a game? This is the same dude they call injury prone. Philly, you're rocking it. With him and Thibault out there.
Yeah, listen, I love Thibault, man.
Oh, man, Thibault is still.
And here's the thing. You know, he doesn't get any calls, and he's the victim of a lot of ticky-tack calls.
Yeah, he is.
And that's fine. That's a rookie-type thing in the league. But all this run is so valuable for when the playoffs come.
Exactly.
You know, because he's on the floor. You got him on the floor in key spots, end of the first quarter, when everybody's back. Yeah, and at the end of the first quarter, end of the third quarter, when you have your subs in, he's playing D.
He's playing D. Can we see the making of the 21st century Bruce Bowen right here? Were we not giving him away? I even heard rumors about trading Thibault. For what?
No, they're not trading. Trust me.
Defense is something that you don't coach. Either you come in the league with it,
no, they love Thibault. They love Thibault.
But, yo, yeah, that's another of these fly rumors out there. But listen, come Wednesday, Ben, you do the thing. I can't wait to Saturday because I'm going to be in Section 107 again with my tickets, watching him lock down, i.e. the King, lock down the Lakers come Saturday at home. He's going to show his behind. But come Wednesday, we're going to pick him back up. But, people, we got to appreciate what we have. Nobody does. There's nobody else that does that in this league and does it at 20. He's 23. Come on, Philly. We ain't trying to get rid of our gym. This is our franchise, man. The jumper's going to come, people, but appreciate what we have now. You got a microwave meal or you got a homegrown meal? You figure out which one y'all want.
I like it. Thank you, my brothers. Take it easy, Ramon. Nick in Collegeville. Nicky!
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, did I call yesterday and praise him for four back-to-back, you know, over 20 games? I did call and praise him yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Now, and I'm calling today because, listen, the reason why I love Ernest Hemingway above all, like, by far.
You and I share that as a love of our favorite writer, yes.
Is because he accomplishes so much with so little words. So let me make this crystal clear for the guys in the back. I love what he did last night. I knew this was in him. I criticized him hard like a terrible parent, like a terrible dad who knows he could do more, but he just doesn't want to. And he slowly ratcheted up his game the last week and a half. To the point that he had his pinnacle game last night, and it was fabulous. And I was smiling. And I wish everybody had my Twitter handle or had my cell phone number, could call me and rip me or text me all night long. Because that's what I want.
But listen, I'm not doing this today like as a nah, right? Like, I'm really not.
I know.
All I want is just a little validation from all the a little hiatus from all the body doesn't shoot. Because of how he affects the game. It's why I've gushed. Now, you have correctly poked fun, and you should. That I view he and Wentz like my sons.
Yeah.
And you should poke fun at that because I can be overly ridiculous. I completely cop to that. But it's just because, like, when you see something, you want everyone to just go, yeah, that is a beautiful painting.
Oh, no, I saw it. I said, you know what? I love this painting. I'm more of a slightly more finesse Monet fan, and this is more abstract. But the abstract has now balanced, you know, Renaissance and abstract. And this is what I want. I want the blending of all that beauty. That's what I want.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's a great analogy to use.
Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm so happy, and I just, again, I'm crystal clear. I'm so happy about what
Ben. All right, so now there's two hurdles that they've cleared. In your eyes. Now, you and I have talked about this. I asked you before Christmas about the Christmas parlay. It was Boston-Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm still spending that money.
All right. Then you got a Ben game like that yesterday.
Yeah.
Can we cease regular season panic?
I'm retaking the pack. I'm signing on top of my signatures already on there. Okay. Because he showed me. Now, again, I don't want him to disappear for the month of February because he's taking his girlfriend out in LA. But, you know, just feed me a little caviar every once in a while when I'm, you know, potatoes and you know, a Salisbury steak.
All right. You got it, buddy. Right. See you, man. Again. There are these moments, like, listen, I know it was trying, you know, the flus and four straight on the road. Like, I, you know, again, the Embiid thing, I understand all about it. And I still, you know, and believe me, they still believe they need more help off the bench. But I just thought, the angst that came with this team was a little much. They are two games out of the two seed. Two measly games out of the two seed. I know the schedule gets tougher. I know they've been playing donkeys. I get it. The end of February or actually early March, you got to go out west and you got to back-to-back Lakers and Clippers. I know. But when you look at the brand of ball that they've been playing, you look at their matchups when they play the Bostons. Yeah. I still think it's time to I think you should feel good.
And you like people need
or
to
be
know,
hopeful.
Like they need to hear you loud and clear that they're two games out of the two seed. Because the way some people talk about them, they act like they're 10 out of the two seed. That's not the case. They're in striking distance to have home court advantage until they play the one seed, which of course will be the Bucks. They're two games out. And I just don't understand why the way people speak about, oh, well, they're the sixth seed, right? Well, they're the fifth seed now. Who cares? As long as they're two out with 40 games to go.
I agree. How about this? On a text board, T. Will, they're also six games out from the eighth seed. Yeah, I'm out on T. Will.
Dude, really?
Really.
That's his sentiment today?
Yeah.
I know he's not a Brett Brown guy.
You're six games out of the eighth seed? Really?
That's 5-minute major worthy.
Yeah, I agree.
He's on OK guy level.
Yes, he's the new OK guy. They're twins, the OK twins.
OK.
That's it.
I thought more of T. Will.
So did I. He's a Fredo. Tony in Glenside, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
What's up, man?
What's up, Tone?
Hey, cuz. Ben showed me something the other day, man. He showed me something. But this is my only issue. He got to bring that every night, though, cuz. He got to bring that every night. And how can he play with Embiid? It's like so many of our teams need to be in the paint. And when the big fella is back in his position, what do he do then?
All right, so now that is, I understand that piece of it. Think about this for a second. When you have those guys, they can also alternate because when you look at Embiid's game, Embiid can play face the basket. He's not going to be in the paint every possession.
So true, so true. And I like what Brett Brown did. Now I know I'll be killing Brett Brown, but I'm going to give him some praise. He played Ben a lot at the five, the four, and he still was the point guard on offense.
Yes.
Ben really played his behind off, man. And kudos to him and Brett Brown showing that what they could do when Embiid not there. But when the big fella come, man, they got the gel. They got the gel. And Brett Brown got to force them when he calls something to run it, not just do what they want to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. He has been called more play, so I agree with you. Those guys, just because they're both paint players, it doesn't mean, like, automatically people go, see, the three of them don't go together.
Right.
Now, I agree, they need to play and they need to create a little spacing and figure that there's a piece that they need to figure out. But how good are they defensively?
Oh, man, Thibault, with him, Richardson, Jay Rich.
And when Embiid comes back as a rim protector,
I think Horford might be the odd man out going down the stretch.
And here's the thing: I don't even think he's an odd man out because now again, you'll be mixing and matching your lineup.
But right, like offense, Horford, defense, offense, right?
Yeah,
right.
Like, and Horford, and you don't even know who you're going to get. They're going to pick up somebody to help with their offense. But here's the other thing. Horford also can defend certain guys like Giannis.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It gives this incredible versatility.
Well, Brett Brown got a job on his hands, and it's a good thing that when the big fella come back, that he giving these guys a chance to say, guess what? Y'all guys ain't got me right now. Y'all got to amp your scoring up and your defense because I'm not back there anchoring this defense. So now they playing better perimeter defense, which I see. Because, you know, before, guards would throw 30 up on us every night.
Yeah, and look how they've been locking down,
yeah,
particularly
locking down,
in the second half. I mean, would Ben have five steals yesterday?
Yeah, and Thibault has how many basketballs he got his hand on?
As a team, they had 20 deflections in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And I like Tobias, too. Tobias is showing up and going down the stretch, too. I like that. They might have something, man. They got something, man.
I like it.
We all got to hone in on it, though.
Yeah, I hear you. Good stuff, Tone. Thanks, right, brother. Man. Appreciate it. I mean, when you come out with that stat line, 34, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. I mean, that's outrageous. Look at Thibault. 4 steals and a block for Thibault. I mean, the two of them. Now, if you get something off the bench, just get something off, and there they will. Now imagine how they're built. So imagine come playoff time. Now, Tony did bring up something, and you and I spoke about it, Junis, and this is the Ben and Bede factor.
Uh-huh.
So you spent hours yesterday
way too much time
coming up with numbers when the two are on the floor and when they're not together.
Yeah, I almost did
when Embiid's out.
To hope to prove myself wrong. And honestly, it hasn't really helped me that much.
Right.
And you can't just look up splits on like ESPN.com when a certain player isn't playing. You can look up splits when they play certain teams, but not when their own teammates are on or off the court. And there are numbers, and it's not a small sample size because we all know the injury history of Joel Embiid. Simmons has played 50 games without Joel Embiid in his career. And the numbers are somewhat eye-opening.
Give it to me. Give it to the audience.
All right. Well, let's do all 50 games instead of year-by-year breakdown, which I also did. I spent way too much time on this yesterday.
See, here's the only issue with year-by-year is he's matured as a player.
Yes, yes.
Right? Like, so you evolve as a player. So is it really germane, Ben? And what's around him is different, too.
Right.
See, you know, it's why this exercise, if you would have called me before you started it,
yes,
I would have said don't bother because you don't really learn much because of what's around them. The conditions are changed. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, because year one, like his assist total was so much higher year one because he had the Bellinelli, he had Ilyasova, he had Redick. He had guys to kick it out to that could actually hit threes in transition.
No, listen, you spent all this time, so you deserve the opportunity to share.
Well, in the 50 games where Simmons has played without Joel Embiid, he's averaged 18.1 points per game, 9 rebounds per game, and 7.5 assists per game in those 50 games. And it's not a small sample size. It's, you know, 50 games. It's a good amount. 153 games with Joel Embiid, he's averaged 15.5 points per game, 8.1 rebounds per game, and 8.2 assists per game. So except for assists, points is up and rebounds is up. And points is up by almost 3 full points. And rebounds is up by a full rebound a game. And the only thing, like, the reason why I have this dark fear, and I think they can find out a way to play with one another. They've won 50-plus games in the last two seasons. Right. They got to the second round in the last two seasons. Last year, they were a quadruple doink away from getting to the Eastern Conference, and who knows how far they could have gotten past that if they did face the Bucks. The only dark fear I have is the complaints that we see with Ben Simmons about not being aggressive and not attacking enough. Those are normally when Joel Embiid is on the court with him because there's not as much space. And then the people that complain about Embiid.
The other aspect of that for Ben is he is wired to facilitate first.
Yes.
And to be unselfish. So knowing he's got his big man, he's more or less apt to.
Which is why his assist total is higher in those 153 games.
Correct.
But so people complain about Embiid stepping out too much. Well, Embiid has to step out sometimes to allow Ben Simmons to attack the basket so that there's more space, that it's not clogged up down low. So the complaints that people have about Ben is more so when he and Joe are on the court at the same time or in those same games.
See, here's the thing. I don't mind the big man shooting threes. I like the big man shooting threes. Because you know why? He's got touch.
Yes.
Now, at the end of the game or certain moments, I don't want him just to rush those three. It's all time. The thing that bugs me, the only time I really get upset is when he tries to create with the dribble, off right. the dribble. And, and he gets it taken away from. Like, you don't need to try.
And as people point out, it's normally the guy guarding Ben.
Right, who comes in and helps out. But there's no need to try to create off the drip.
Right.
Theoretically, because Embiid has to be guarded, he's going to bring and open up the middle. Right?
Yes.
Because he can be out and he is an inside-out five, and he is. He can play both inside and out. That creates space in the low post for Ben. See, I always thought it would work because Horford hasn't been knocking down threes, but he can shoot the three if he's left open. So he's got to be guarded.
Hit a huge one yesterday.
Right, so he's got to be guarded. So if Horford has to be guarded and Embiid has to be guarded, well, that should be enough for Ben to post up down low. When it's his turn to post up, right?
Right.
He should be there.
But that's when it's his turn.
But when it's his turn, he should dominate because who's going to be down low to guard him? Whoever his man is, he's going to be bigger and stronger then, right?
Yes.
And then when it's Embiid's turn to be down low, that's when he's got to be on the other side of the floor. He's got to be on the weak side of the floor.
But then people get upset that he looks lost on the court.
Okay, that's part of it, where he's going to be on the weak side. Because if he's on the weak side and you're running a two-man game on the other side and the big man's down low, you can only cheat so much because he's going to be on the weak side. Or you have him with the ball in his hands, knowing that if you have theoretically Embiid down low and he can then take it to the back, you can still drive. Like, if he's on one side of the floor, you know how deep Joe does not get deep. I wish I had I wish I could translate this for radio. Yeah. But like, if you imagine Embiid posting up on one side of the basket, Ben could still drive off the dribble and go toward the and slash down the other side. Like, there is enough room. It's not like it's a complete, paper bag that you're playing inside.
I just when I look at these numbers, I go, all right, so he is scoring more when Joe's out. And one argument can be, well, yeah, it's because he's stepping up when the big man's out. And that's what you need from one of your two stars on the team. You need the other star to step up when one of them is missing. But you can also see how much more effective he was last night when he was posting up a lot and he was playing the five a lot. And he even admitted it, like, hey, when I play the five, he said, no dig at the other fives in the league. I'm faster than them because I'm a guard. I'm just a 6'10 guard. I'm quicker than the other big men in this league. So it's not that I don't think they can play with one another. It's that I think some of the flaws in Ben Simmons' game sort of disappear a little bit when Joel's not on the court.
Without a doubt, but that doesn't mean right away people jump to the conclusion to trade him or one of them. And that's ridiculous. All right, let's say quick to you. Also on the other side, on the text board, Legs. Ooh, Legs chimes in.
What up?
On the text board about Ben. It is Cuz Radio with the Chunas. 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I mean, it's tough for any big to really guard me when I'm going at him. And that's not knocking on any bigs. That's just, I'm just pretty fast and I can get to the rim. And then you got a guy like Aou who comes out, who has great touch, great basketball IQ, and he's able to find me and just make the right play and make good reads off that pick.
right, Tunis. So let's we'll get back to the lines in just a moment, but what's the poll of the day?
It is on our Twitter account at 975middays, and in your own words, today you have to choose. Are you in or are you out on Ben Simmons? And I added, there is no going back. So you're either pro or anti Ben Simmons. You can't go back. You can't jump ship. You can't jump on the bandwagon from here on out. You'll like this. 1,000 votes, 84% I'm in.
All right, so 84% in.
And remember, we ran sort of a similar question of like a week and a half ago. And it was over a quarter of the fan base was out on Ben Simmons. And that wasn't a day after a game. That was just a random day. And over the quarter of the fan base was out. So I'm guessing people saw the glimpse like you were talking
about.
This is
about. It, though. We're going to make packs. I want to institute packs during the show. And if you're out, okay, like, for instance, T-Will out. Quote, lion-ass Ben has to do what he did against top echelon teams.
Oh, he's out on Ben, too.
All his great games are against bottom feeders. I'm sorry, he didn't do that in the playoffs against Brooklyn when they were in the playoffs last year. And against Toronto in that series, he had the one game, what was it, game six, I believe?
Yep. 20-plus game.
And here's the bigger thing. His game is growing. My only argument and defense of the kid is that he is 23 and he is a big guard and his game has to mature. That's it. And you got to allow some rope to allow him to mature a little bit. And right away, we go from... Where did that come from? I'm out.
Our father's father's generation.
It's in our soil,
yes,
man.
It is. I still say I'm out.
I
don't mean it, but I just go, I'm out. I'll be watching a Phillies game in the month of August.
I'm out. Out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
See
ya. Yeah.
I say that to my wife sometimes.
Yeah, but we have perfected the grouse. Bat bat, bat bat out. We are the king of the grouse, and the over dramatic. Like talking about again, this whole thing is not about then. Look, he can do it. It's just I'm not a kid to grow a little bit. You know, you've seen his game. How many times you hear, you're like, I didn't see anything. He hasn't improved his game. How many times you see that? Well,
wait, too many times.
He's, you know, again, he's been playing defense. His defense is, who cares about defense?
See, I don't want to out the man because he's a very nice man, and I talked to him a lot during the baseball season, but he called me this weekend, and if he wants to call up and apologize, he can. But he basically said they should trade Ben for D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, God.
Just to wake up the Sixers and make a statement and to wake up Ben Simmons and allow him to thrive elsewhere.
That's stupid.
And I go, sir, why would you?
Who is it?
I don't want to out the man.
You out him. He deserves to be out.
He's a nice man.
I don't care. Out him.
Right, my man John from Hazleton, great man. Great man. He said they should do that. I go, John, why would you...
He's a good baseball man.
Yes, he is. I go, John, why would you really deplenish everything to get D'Angelo Russell? Because, yes, D'Angelo Russell can hit the occasional three, and Ben doesn't even take threes. But everything else, Ben Simmons is elite, and D'Angelo Russell is average to below average in a lot of aspects of the game. And he goes, I just want to make a statement.
Yeah,
that's all.
There's, again...
And so that's the overdramatic again, that you talked about.
We're rash. We're rash. We're flipping poison ivy. That's what we are. Right. We're rash. Are you ready? Legs on the text board. The best he's looked to this point in his career, without a doubt. So you know what that means? It means his game's evolving.
Yep.
Right? He's not finished growing. He hasn't reached the ceiling that he can give you a game. The next step, obviously, to those hypercritic mooks like T. Will, is you got to do it night in, night out. But this is, these are the start of something. The 34, 12, 12, 5 steals, 2 blocks.
And so, should we expect 34, 12, and 12 every single night? No. But 5 straight games with at least 20 points? That's a pretty good start.
More from Legs. I like the ball screens he's setting, so he gets it on the dive in the middle. He's also reading things better as far as when to attack and when to finish. Once again, the best he's looked to this point in his career. All right.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Text him to see if he'll either add or destroy my dark fear.
Yeah. But again, if you're evolving as a player, once the big man comes back, you evolve with him on the floor. You don't abandon it.
No, I'm not making any trades.
You embrace it. It's different.
So it's just a little devil.
You embrace it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.